Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Hey, we got Monday, mad or glad, inner sight around the world. And before I just went on the air, I was pondering over all the money that is being pumped into the system that's supposed to help people who are disabled. Now, take the independent living centers all over this country. There's thousands of them probably. And all the money they get from the government, if that money was rechanneled, and in my mind, there are three major things that need to be done. Number one, get rid of the nursing homes. All right. Number two, amend the Americans with Disability Act so that it has power and enforcement, even to the point where certain things could be criminal. And number three, protect blind and disabled people who have to deal with service dog schools. Their safety cannot just be taken from them and nothing is done about it. So those three areas need to be dealt with directly. And all the money that's going to these independent living centers, they are not dealing with these problems. If they're not set up where one of their goals is to get rid of these nursing homes, what good are they? We don't need them. What do we need them for? The nursing homes are there. They're still there. They're giving people a hard time. People go in there, the purpose of which is to die and all that. The independent living centers are feeding off of that. They get money because of the nursing homes, all these programs. But they can't get together and say, hey, let's put our money together and let's get rid of the nursing homes. Now, I'll tell you one major way that that could happen with the idea that we came up with. Volunteers for Freedom. All right. The government will pay for so many hours. You bring in the qualified home attendant and you compensate them in accordance with how many hours they donate. You know, these are people who do it on their days off. You can get a lot of the people who work in the nursing home to do it. And you compensate them. Pay their car insurance, their phone bill, whatever it may be, in accordance with the time that they're going to donate. That's one thing that should be done. And fundraising should be happening 2, 3, 4 times a year, you know. Get these people together and do a telethon with a purpose, you know. Different telethons. One could be help us get rid of the nursing homes. Give people the right to live their lives in their own home. Like that. Another one could be license the guide dog schools. You know, another one could be strengthen the Americans with Disability Act. These are all telethons that could be happening. But you see, the independent living center doesn't control the money that they get. They're told what to do. How can you be an advocate if somebody's standing behind you with a gun and telling you what to do? That's not a real advocate. The real bottom line is get rid of the nursing homes, you know. But they can't go to the state capitol and ask for money. What do you want? What are you going to do with the money? Oh, we want to get rid of the nursing homes. They'll never get the money. That's not being done. And that's what needs to be done. I'd like to see a disabled revolution in this country. I'd like to see all the independent living centers get together and say, hey, we've had enough of this. We're putting all our money together, and we're gonna pursue it and get rid of these nursing homes, strengthen the ADA, and license the service dog schools. Three major areas, you know. And if the government doesn't like it, let them come after us. You know, what are they going to do to us? You know, and get hire your own fundraisers. That's what really needs to happen, because this is ridiculous. It's absolutely outrageous what people have to go through. And, you know, we're trying to help a woman now who's one of our advocates in a nursing home. They're jerking her around. They don't want to let her go home because she has a condominium and a little bit of funding, and they want to get her money. They don't care about her. Oh, they may make believe they care about her. But if they really cared about her, they wouldn't take all that money. And they wouldn't be trying to get her home away from her. So, there you have it, world. That's some of the, those are the three basic, the three most important things in my mind that need to be dealt with immediately. You know, and then, of course, I'll put four in there. Accessibility, total accessibility, so a person can get a job and go in and apply and be equal. Take all these mads and turn them into a glad. That's what I say. That's what needs to be done. I don't see anyone doing it. I mean, I've got the proof in my life and thousands of others that these things don't work the way they are. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday, National Guide Dog Month, and we're going to be out there demonstrating how the dog guide dog works and what it means to someone who's blind. Any of the schools would like to come over and contribute and help, we welcome them. They haven't done a thing for my dog. I'm not opposed to the schools. They're opposed to me. So we invite the guide dog schools to come out on Wednesday, 11 o'clock, Gillette.
Yeah.
Park and join in the and support our quest to get the Americans with Disability Act to protect people who are denied service dogs and who are many, many times taken advantage of.
Yes, they are.
So that'll be Wednesday at 11 here in Sayville, New York, Gillette Park, Inner Sight. Yeah. Oh, how about the do the Able News? We'll do a couple of commercials.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Service dog schools. So help us get the Americans with Disability Act amended. We're hoping that Congressman Andrew Guarino is going to send a statement for the news media on Wednesday. Probably find out about that tomorrow. And brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, Mad or Glad Monday. And there's some cool people who care. Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Down in Toms River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So adopt an Akita. Makes a great pet. Or just, if you need a service dog, Joanne will help you get the right one. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Royalty, Baby Royalty.
That's sad.
Honor those who are still with us, those who have passed. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. What?
Well, what I was saying is that we have we just have Anthony listening, but I was going to say something about, and I can't remember. I got a bad headache besides that, but that's probably why I'm not remembering that right now.
It's some eucalyptus oil. Rosemary
oil. I think I might
oil.
Have it.
Keep it by your side and
at night.
Inhale it. When you get these bouts.
Yeah. You're very bad headache today.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food. If you're unable to get out to pick it up, let Gary know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. Hey, I want to thank my buddy Danny at the Long Island Coalition.
Oh, yeah, he's real good.
For doing the news release for Wednesday. And not only a general news release, but he's sending out a different ones to one-on-one reporters.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see what happens, and we're going to try to get that up on the Associated Press tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And Mr. Kennedy, my buddy Kennedy, Kennedy Realty.
He's cool.
631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Good friend to Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also I want to say thank you to a kid I met on the subway today named Max.
Oh, yeah.
My grandson's name, Max, who took a picture of my guide dog and said he's going to spread it all over and try to get names on the petition.
Oh, that's
thank
awesome.
You, Max.
Thank you, Max.
We appreciate that.
That will help all
we
of us.
We need more
can't
people
get.
Like that.
Yes, we do, like Max. Thank you.
We need people who are going to understand that we're just trying to get the basic, simple rights that everybody else has.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And we need stricter laws.
Yes, we do.
All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday morning, 11 o'clock, our event, show off the work of the guide dog and
ride booked already.
What?
I have the ride booked already, but they demanded sort of like an address. But I have to call back because I have it for early, and then they're going to come pick me up a little later in the afternoon. I don't know if that was, you know, because they didn't have any time in between. So if anybody wants to go to the event and bring your guide dog or whatever, I would, you know, call soon because they're getting kind of booked on rides.
Yeah, well, you have a ride, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. 9:15 in the morning. That's all they could give me. So,
well, what time are you supposed
to
arrive?
I need a wake-up
then?
Call. I believe an hour later, so it's about 10:15. So I'll be there like around.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, it isn't. It takes about an hour to get there, they said. So they said 9:15 to 9:45. So I'll be there 10:15 to 10:45. But I think it's going to be earlier than that. I don't think that, you know, it's going to take as long as
Well, you never know. They might be late.
Or they might have somebody on the bus already.
Never know.
That's another issue.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off about a mad or a glad. I was on the subway today, and to me, now, not everybody has to agree with this, but to me, there's a real contradiction going on with this health stuff and the way the government is approaching the whole vaccination business, you know. They made
and
an announcement on the subway.
Other stuff, Frank.
Wait a minute, hold it.
I'm sorry.
Me finish my thought.
I know.
They made an announcement. They made an announcement on the subway today that even if you've been vaccinated, you still got to wear the mask.
Yeah.
Now, to me, in my mind, that makes this vaccination stuff so weak.
It is.
I mean, what good is it if you still have to be masked? Doesn't it protect people?
I heard something like this. Back to the vaccination. I heard, first of all, Moderna, after a period of time, remains more active in the bloodstream, so at 93%, but Pfizer, which a lot of people took, doesn't. It's 80-something percent. So it's continually going down. So they're going to need a booster for people who have immune issues.
There's all kinds of contradictions.
Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, I wouldn't want, and I had the Pfizer shot. So you know what, I'm going to just continually, you know, if they say to me, oh, you got to go get the Pfizer shot, no, this time I'm saying no. The reason why I got all of that is just so I could go see my mom. You know, I wasn't happy about the whole thing being not that investigated.
That didn't help your mother, you getting the vaccination.
No, I think that it affected her. I don't know if she passed on from that or not. Who knows?
Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
But there's so many contradictions and so many schools of thought here that, which to me means you can't trust this stuff. You know, I'll stick to my natural ways and
the
I'm
only
doing
time,
good.
I'm sorry.
And that's
the only
it for
time.
Me.
Yeah, no. The only time that I will get something now is if it's been approved by Gary Noel, all the natural physicians, because I am really getting fed up with all the medication.
Well, they don't listen to those guys.
Take.
They don't even listen to some of these brilliant old-time scientists.
No.
I heard on the news the other day there's a big debate in science whether or not people should get a booster.
Yeah, there is.
So, anyway, for me, that's a mad.
That is a very good
mad. All right, in
a
sight.
I have a mad, and then what do you call Anthony has a mad.
Go ahead, give me a mad.
Okay. Yeah, my mad is some of the medicine I'm taking is making me extremely anxious and also depressed. So I, I had to at one point go and get something for it because it was getting, out of control. So I did, and then I find out today, I was feeling kind of off, right? So, and I was getting these symptoms at the same time. It was really getting annoying. So I called the doctor, and I said to him, listen, I don't feel right. Did my receptionist tell you that I can't see you anymore because your insurance is not accepting? I think this is all crazy. I just got to let you know. A healer.
He really cares about you, that guy, doesn't he?
Doesn't he? Yeah. He really does.
That's all he gives them by the insurance, the money.
Wait, there's more to this situation. Then I go to look online, and I thought I found the right, that's the operative word. I thought I found the right person. But guess what? This guy who has natural remedies and natural lithium that he's found that helps people, okay, but he would still have to manage it because you would have to taper off your old medicine, right? This guy is $700. Does he care? No. And where he has...
Well, if you don't have it, that's a lot of money. To a lot of people, that's not a lot of money.
Oh, I know. But if you don't have it, it is a lot of freaking money.
Sure.
Okay? And it's really gotten to the point that if you don't have something, you're out of luck.
Yeah, well, that's because they've gotten greedy.
Very.
Money hungry more than they're interested in helping people.
That's true.
Very
true.
All right, in a sight, Matt or Glare, we got anybody on the line?
Yes, we do, Anthony. He's waiting so
patiently. All right, Anthony from Brooklyn.
Yes, he is.
In a sight live.
Thank you, Anthony, for calling. Here it comes. Oh, why isn't that opening? Oh, here it is. Okay. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Hi, Frank.
Hey.
So, how's everything?
Good.
You sound exasperated.
I'm just, my nerves are being plucked as you're talking about the story about the medication, because I don't know if I mentioned it on the show or not, but, my mom has a lot of health problems too, and that's how the government is handling things now, making people pay for their medications.
Yeah,
and,
crazy.
I mean, I don't mean to sound, how can you say this on the air, like an idiot or, someone that people would hate. But you would think that, with all the money these doctors make off of sick people, they could perhaps, offer people that were poor a discount, those who can't afford it. I mean, after all, they made so much money off of people for how many years, and, they've hoarded enough and they've lived nice lifestyles off of it. And, they're just going to abandon people and force them to, go to doctors, God knows where, and get what kind of care and, be given other opinions on what medication you should take and, be advised otherwise and, God knows how you're going to, you know, wind up. And I think that's a real shame. But my mad tonight was with Governor Hochul, because I am a strong supporter of criminal justice, and I've heard that she's taken people off of Rikers Island who were, you know, convicted of what they call minor offenses, and she's let them out early so they won't have to go, you know, before the parole board, because she automatically assumes that they're going to be released, even if it was their time for them to be released. I just think she's too weak on criminal justice, and she's not the right governor for this state. You know, her biggest supporters are the NRA members, and I think that our state is going to suffer terribly having her around, and, you know, with the decision she's going to make. And I'm glad that she only has a year, you know, and then we can get her out, because I know what Governor Cuomo did was wrong, but I think that, you know, while he was in office, at least for, you know, most issues, he was a much better and stronger governor. I just don't think that she knows what she's doing, and she's catering to, you know, people who don't want to see members of their race go to jail, and that's all it's really about. Not about, you know, what they did. It's just like, you know, people who don't want to see black people go to jail and things like that because they feel sorry for them, and, you know, they don't want to see young people go to jail, and they want, you know, oh, pity him, you know, just slap him on the hand and let him go. And I think that's a real shame. And I think with her, you know, as governor, it's going to cost us, you know, more lives and a lot more violence in the streets, because people are going to have a free-for-all, and they know that they could do whatever they want, because she, you know, just wants to cater to, you know, certain groups of people who can bring her votes, and that's all she cares about is trying
to win
the
election. Does that include the disabled?
They don't really care about us, Frank, because they think automatically that we vote Democratic, and if you vote Republican, you really won't get anything. But they never really talk about much of anything about us, because they just figure, blow them off. All they want is home care and out of a nursing home, and we can't let them out of a nursing home because they're too sick and this and that. Or like they used to tell Marlene, oh, well, what are you going to do if your aide doesn't show up? Well, what are you going to do if you lay there naked with no clothes on for 12 hours until somebody gets around to you after your shower? So what's the point? I mean, we would hear Marlene all the time in the nursing home complaining about the care that she'd get. And then, you know, even when my uncle was in the nursing home, they'd just say, oh, you know, we're understaffed. And then the person would have to lay there all day.
I remember one thing specifically that got me so agitated and got me so anxious and got me so riled up, that I literally transferred to the floor because the woman took away my wheelchair. Listen to this. She took away my wheelchair. She took away the medicine that controlled all of my pain that I had snuck in, because I know that they wait till the next day for giving. She went through my stuff, okay? She sneakily went through all of my stuff while I fell asleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Because basically, Suzanne, oh, people are going to hate me before this show's over, but nurses and, you know, people who are medical professionals other than doctors are basically doctors' pets. And, you know, they, I mean, even if it's something so stupid like eye drops, and they give an order and they give some far-off time that says that, you know, it's got to be done at 8 o'clock at night, even if you requested it at 6 o'clock in the morning, they intend to follow that, and they have a fit, and they, you know, they want to take it away from you and baby you and all that. If you, you know, if you want to take it before then, and they make a big deal and call the doctor and everything, because everybody's so afraid, and besides that, there's nothing to be afraid of, but they just want to kiss up to the doctor, so
they want control.
Keep,
they want control, they want, simple.
Yeah, it's all about control. Yeah. You know, some of these places, they don't, you know, they don't want them to bring in food. They this, they that. You got to use our stuff. you know, you can't bring in your own stuff. You know, you can only stay there for so long. You know, blah, blah, blah. It took forever for people to be able to get back into the nursing homes to see their family members, and God knows what they were doing and how they were being treated. And they got the coronavirus anyway, Suzanne, because the truth is probably that they got it from the staff anyway, and these nursing homes aren't clean anyway. So what's the difference? These people have been getting sick way before the coronavirus, coming down with very strong strains of God knows what that never goes away, that, you know, there was no shot for or no anything, and then they just die, and then the next patient moves in, and, you know, these patients come
bed.
Like...
I want to give what we believe at Inner Sight is the solution to this whole medical crap, you know. The money is being spent in the wrong way, okay?
Yes, it is.
The money
know that.
Should go to the individual for the medical. You know, you pick an amount, you know, let's say $20,000 a year, you know.
Yeah.
Half put in by the government, half put in by the agency. Here's your money for medical for the year. Now, if you need more, you can go to the agency and say, hey, you know, I'll volunteer to help you fundraise. Let's raise some more money. And then the government would, by law, have to match that. Let's say if they raise $50,000 for you, government would have to, now you got $100,000 in your medical. But that's how the system should run. If people had money in their account, this is only for your medical health, you wouldn't have half these problems. Because
that's
first
true.
Of all, you'd be able to go to a doctor that you want to go to.
That's true.
Frank, I really think that the government can't afford to take care of people without us having to raise money and anything else. They just want a penny pinch. It reminds me of, like, somebody who, you know, comes and visits you but doesn't want to give you any money, but they want it.
With that comes control. The Inner Sight way, they don't control you anymore.
That's right.
Right.
But you got the agencies involved, and you're helping them. Now you're partners with the agencies.
But when you get into a nursing home, Frank, they treat you like a baby, so that's the difficulty.
Well,
how
listen
you...
to us, there wouldn't be any damn nursing homes.
It's worse than a
that's,
baby.
That's the
I
thing.
Think... I know.
They
you know,
want
but...
the nursing homes.
They do.
Of course they do. It's big business and big money.
Yes, it is.
But
yeah.
You know, Suzanne, if you think about it, it seems like we're going in the opposite direction. Where they can find land and, you know, where possible, they want to build, you know, more nursing homes because it's more money than home care. And, you know, that's, you know, all these owners of these type of places want to go where the money is, and that's all it's about. It's about big business and not caring about people's
that's
lives.
That's the
but,
key to the whole thing, the money.
It is about money. That's
right.
All it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they want as many beds as possible,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, as many people as you could possibly put there. And, you know, you don't really worry about anything because the state only comes around once a year, and you could take care of people like, you know, who knows and who cares, and, you know, whatever you do, they have
mm-hmm.
to accept it because they need care and they're at your mercy. It reminds me of somebody who doesn't want to give you money, but, you know, they come to your house and you need to eat. So, okay, what do you need? They buy you an order of Chinese food, buy you this and buy you that, and when they walk out, you're broke because you always have to go back to them and ask for more and more and more and more and more. They never give you, like, a lump sum to do what you need with it, and that's... the government's motto, just keep people's head above water slightly so they don't drown. And that's all they really do if you think about it.
Yeah,
and if they come to drowning, you know, want to know what they say? The doctor, right before my mother, this got me angry, she's at her end of life. I would suggest, you know, what you were saying. She's at her end of life, I believe. Now, how do you know that? You didn't even flex a muscle. She's not completely, you know, I could have, you know, I just was so angry hearing that. I cannot begin to tell you how angry I was hearing that. But not only that, I just was astonished that a doctor was telling me that.
Yeah, they just go by what you say, and, you know, they, I mean, I'm not saying that they are caring, but they want to over-coddle in that sense because they just, you know, want to make everybody seem really bad because, you know, they don't want to be responsible if anything happens. They have to look at it like, oh, my God, the minute they need care, they need care. They have to go into a nursing home. They have to this, they have to that. You know, you can't have the home care agencies. They're not dependable. They this, they that. The aid might not show up. So you put them in a facility and you lay them on a bed and, you know, they're fine because somebody's always there and it's 24-hour care, so they say. And, you know, as long as there's people around them, that's all they care about. It's not really 24-hour care. Oh. I knew a lady that worked in a nursing home, and she told me all they really do is change their diaper maybe once a day if they're lucky.
That's,
you know,
and
if they have an appointment, they go back to them and... We know that they should soak these
all right,
and
gonna,
all that, but...
We're going to move on, Anthony. Thank you for the call.
Okay,
yes,
thank you, Frank. Take care. Well, good night. Thank you, Suzanne.
Take care.
All right.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
In a sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad or glad about. Television, by the way, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, and Thursday we're on the Long Island Altice, 7:30 Thursday with the reruns, still the reruns. We'll break out of that. All right, In a Sight. Around the world, and don't forget Wednesday.
Yeah, I have a question about that when you're done.
With the demonstration on the guide dog, celebrating National Guide Dog Month. In a Sight, Wednesday. Gillette Park here in Sayville. If you're local, you know, just walk right over.
Yeah.
11 a.m. All right. Now, what was your question?
Yeah, where are we meeting in Gillette Park? Because it's kind of big. And
yeah,
I got
right
an
at
address.
The entrance of the park.
What address is that? Do you remember?
It's right off of...
It's a 22-something, a 24 or something like that. Let me look it up for you. Cause I gave
right
them
off
that
of
address.
Main Street.
They said I couldn't go and they couldn't
entrance.
Transport me unless I had an address. So I gave them an address I thought it was. And that was it.
Yeah, the park has an address.
Yeah, it does. There were two next to each other, but that particular park has an address, I believe.
Yeah. I'll be doing a dress rehearsal.
That's it. 24 Collins Avenue, Sayville, New York, 11782. That's the address.
Yeah.
Did you
I'll
give
be
them
doing
that?
A dress rehearsal tomorrow at the park,
okay.
So...
Oh, good, okay. Let me know.
If we pick a place where we're going to meet, I'll put that out there and I'll put it in the news release.
Great.
All right, In a Sight, Man of
they
Glad.
They have a playground there, I think.
Monday.
So,
right? Well, good, maybe I'll go on the swings.
Me too. That'd be funny. You have to pick me up off the floor, but that's okay. I'll enjoy myself.
And, you know, we keep talking about all these problems, all these situations. The bottom line is the use of the money. That's the bottom line, and that's where the remedy, wherein the remedy lies. So until that is remedied, these things are always going to be the same, and they're going to get worse until somebody really does something about it. All right. So that's the Inner Sight philosophy, and it's not a negative philosophy. It's a positive philosophy. when you say, you know, put the money in our hands so we can live our own lives and get our own doctors and stay out of the nursing home and get our own job, you know? Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, it is.
You know? Any monies that the government has for us, we have earned.
Yeah.
By the very fact that we're disabled and they left us out. Now on the subway now, they started mentioning, and this station is accessible. Now, if the stations were all accessible, they wouldn't have to say that, would they?
Yeah, that's true.
Plenty of them aren't accessible. They don't say, and this station is not accessible. They don't tell you that. I haven't heard one announcement like that.
No.
Nope. They're letting you know that certain stations are accessible. Well, why aren't they all accessible? No. They should have been made that way when they were made. And when they say accessible, does that really mean that they are accessible? You know? You get somebody in a wheelchair who needs that accessibility, that's the person who can really tell you if the damn thing is accessible.
Yeah.
Not some announcement on the train. So that has to be dealt with.
True.
And it has to be a strict law. That's a mad that's got to be turned more into a glad.
Yes, it does.
All right, 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
Let me look. I think it was
Get Annie
sight. At the time, but let me refresh, okay?
And tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday's subject is going to be Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about whatever happens over there.
Yeah.
That'll be the show. You know, we'll have people to thank and talk about it. Thursday, Pidge and I are going to do, I believe we're going to do a show on the personal care attendants.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds
so
great.
Friday is the funnies. We
yeah,
have
always
fun over here on Friday. All right, Inner Sight and the Mad or Glad Monday, where you can call in and complain if you want to, or tell something that you're glad about.
Meh. I'm not glad, I'm not mad, but I'm upset that people have control, so much control over you. I don't like that. I find it to be so, I don't know, just like, I don't know how to explain it. I find it to be so confining and so, you know, imprisoned or incarcerated. That's what I find it to be. And I hate that. I dislike it. I'm not going to say hate. Hate is a very strong word. I never really hate things, but I dislike that action.
Well, most people don't want to be controlled. You know,
no.
They want to be helped in the right way.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I was on the platform today, and the train pulled in, and my dog was working it and, you know, getting lined up and all that. And some woman came by and said, oh, can I help you? I said, yeah, you can help me. Stay out of my way. See, that's my way of being helped. I don't say everybody should say that.
No.
But that's my way. You want to help me?
That's right.
Stay the hell out of my way.
That's right.
You know? Because I've had a lot of experience with people wanting to help me, and they made it worse.
It's the opposite. That's right.
So I adopted this new, you know, stay out of my way. That's what I tell people,
you know,
if they want to help me.
Or you said it's better to stay out of my way because I am familiar with my guide dog. Thank you.
No. I just tell them stay out of my way. Simple and direct.
Yeah, that's true. They know you mean business.
People have a tendency to get in your way. You know?
They do.
Anyway, inner sight, matter glad. 213-816-1650. And, I heard that the stock market fell down today. I mean,
it did.
Joe must have done something. I don't know what Joe did, but.
Up in the air.
He started a lot of trouble, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, what?
At the stock
what,
market?
Yeah, what's going on with Joe, anyway?
Well, I know one thing. He's talking about immigrants, and he's talking about easily getting 150,000 immigrants easily here. Now, you're doing that for the immigrants. Why don't you help the disabled, too? Hello? We've been sitting here for God knows how long.
Well, before you help anybody else, help us.
Yeah.
Straighten out this mess we're in.
Yeah. He don't want to do that because I'll tell you, and you know who said this too? My husband's cousin through marriage. She said, oh, no, they're all in bed with the politicians. She knew it. She knew it. I know she knew it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a stupid expression, by the way. I don't know what
that was. Well, you know that. That's just a regular expression. But she said that... Well, everybody uses that expression.
I said it in the beginning of the show, and you know what? It's worth repeating. I'd like to see all these independent living centers get together and take the damn money and say, hey, we're going to get rid of these nursing homes. We're going to get enforcement on the ADA. We're going to license these guide dog schools. We're going to get accessibility so that people can get jobs, you know. I'd like to see them take all the damn money and go out on their own.
Oh, you know?
And let the government come after them. That's what we need.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. Think about all the money that's going into these independent living centers all over this country. How much money is that?
A lot. I don't even know.
Billions of dollars, right?
I would average a guess.
If you put that money in inner sight, within 5 years, we could change this system. And even that's too long. You know, some of it may even happen faster, you know. You need to bring back the telethon. You need to hire a professional fundraising outfit. You need to close down these damn nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what these independent living centers should be doing, and they can't and they won't because they're kissing the ass of the government. And I don't give a damn who likes me for it and who doesn't. It's true.
It's true, yeah. But it's not like she don't know that because she has to because that's her bread and butter. You know, but now there is a thing that she does and you've recommended in the past. If you have employment with the government or you're employed by, we have somebody we know that's employed by a local government and helps us, you know. Well, she does that. She doesn't, you know, pass go on that. She helps. You know, I like that. I like that somebody would just,
I don't know what you do. To me, these people don't really do anything. They just collect big salaries while people are rotting away in nursing homes. I'm really getting resentful of these independent living, especially lately. what they did to me.
Oh yeah.
You know, and what they did to other people that I know.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Look what they did to
it's
my
damn
mom.
Damn ass
they
horrible.
Didn't act quickly. They should act quickly. That's the thing.
They
that
should not, and I've said this and I'll say it again. They should not be allowed to draw these big ass salaries while the disabled are suffering. That money should go to help the people first.
Mhm.
And that's what I believe.
Yeah.
You know, that's the inner sight way. We would not, if we had any kind of big funding, we would not be drawing big ass salaries. The first priority would be to help the people. And that nursing home crap would be one of the highest ones on the list.
Priorities. Yes, it would.
And that's how it should be.
I can't stand that.
So, I'm not happy with the way these...
I am going to be the craziest person in there, seriously.
I'm not
happy
with
happy.
The way these people operate. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Talk. In the meantime, they're getting a big-ass fat salary.
Yeah.
And while they're doing that, how many people die in a nursing home?
Mm.
You know? They can't accuse us of standing by and not doing anything about the nursing home because we don't have the money.
That's the truth.
They have the money.
That's true.
You know.
Terrible.
So there you have it. That's a definite mad on
mm-hmm.
on my part
mm-hmm.
and on the part of Inner Sight. That we have to go through this, and these people get up there and they talk. What are they doing about licensing the guide dog school? You don't hear one word about that from these independent living people.
No.
Not one.
No.
They wouldn't even put my story up on their website that they won't give me my guide dog's medical.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm not impressed. I'm really not. Especially lately. I got to tell you something. All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget, tomorrow night is open mic.
Yeah.
Make up your own subject. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Step
all
up
right.
to the mic. I usually write on my thing and share what you feel. That's what I write usually. You know?
All right. I want to thank all our friends. Some of our friends who helped us in the past, you know, Beccaro's Italian Tavern.
Yeah.
A Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant. And, of course, last but not least, the Suffolk Bus Corp.
Oh, yeah.
And all our other friends who believe in what we're doing. My good friend Ira Tucker, who came up with the slogan for the news event, you know, blind sight, the tail of a guide dog.
Yeah.
We'll be telling that on Wednesday morning out here in Long Island. All right, Inner Sight. You got a few minutes. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And sound off.
I like
off.
The title, by the way.
What?
I like the title.
Oh, yeah, that's a great...
You know why? Because if you go blind sight, okay, it just tells you that it is the sight, you know, of a blind person, okay, that is self-explanatory. And then a tail could either be the tail of a guide dog or the actual tail, like a story. So it's really a pun on the guide dog because you are standing behind the tail of a guide dog, and you hear the side, you know, of the guide dog in a sense by the way in which, you know, they walk around, and they're the ones who give you the sight. It's a really cool title. I liked it. Still do.
Yeah, well, we hope some of the networks will notice it.
Use it. Yeah.
Come on out and take some video and help us make the point.
Yeah.
You know, that people should be protected.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do some, if you want me to, just let me know tomorrow before I go to the dentist. I'll do some posts on Facebook, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Get the flyer from Pidgey and put it up there.
Okay, no problem.
I got to make sure she's got the right date in there because we changed it, you know. All right, Inner Sight. Man, a glad Monday, and you know, there's so much to be thankful for. Don't get us wrong.
Mm.
All right? But we're not thankful that people will take money that should be going to us and use it for other things and send it to agencies and actually causing strife in our lives.
Yeah.
Causing us to fight with these agencies.
Yeah.
Over the funding. You know, we all know that money comes between people all the time.
You want to hear
something? Especially married people.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
The cause of breakups.
Yes, it is. But we, you know, the thing is that we try to diffuse the situation rather rapidly and talk about it as opposed to, you know, that's when you love somebody, you do that. But if you really, you know, don't love somebody, you don't do that. You just continue and escalate.
When you love somebody, the money can break you up.
It does. It does. And it's mostly because you're only given a small amount of disability, and then the rest of the month, you're like right now, I have a negative amount in my account. It's terrible. Really, it is. I don't know. And then when they up our check in the beginning of 2022, how is that going to affect our other services? That bothers me. It really does. Will I be eligible for an aid? Will I have to spend down more now? Yeah, that really
sure.
Is.
They're going to raise your.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to raise your rent. They ought to get rid of that ridiculous, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Spend down, spend up, spend in, spend out. Spend your ass!
There you go.
You know, ridiculous.
You know what it should be?
No
an
right
automatic.
To put penalties. Penalties on us after what this government did to us, that they
That's
made
right.
things unaccessible. Pidge was telling me in the town that she lives in, Cape Cod, a very exclusive place.
Yeah.
Most places in that town, you can't get into in a wheelchair.
That's terrible. If you're exclusive, okay, you should be inclusive. You understand? If you have exclusive,
every place should be.
Yeah, everything should be inclusive. Everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, to
All
everyone.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on the open mic. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Once again, I want to thank my buddy Danny at the Long Island Coalition helping us with the news.
Yeah,
and
really
thank
nice.
You to Max for taking that picture and
how old
help us
he?
Get a lot of names. Inner Sight, round the world. Be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
And thanks to all our friends out there helping us to keep the cause alive. and with the dream that somebody's going to pop up and give us that $25 million so we can
start
the Volunteers for Freedom.
That'd be good, so we can help people.
The world, inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.